Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
News Talk 830 WCCO. That's Mercy Me. Say I won't. Say I will. I will head up to Spring Lake Park for Tower Days. That's back on after last year with the pandemic. Kay Oki, Director of Parks and Recreation for Spring Lake Park, is joining us on the Shift Real Estate Hotline. Hey, Kay.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, and I'm happy to hear that things are back on. Is it going to be the way it was years ago? Is there going to be a parade, other activities this year?
Good question. No, because of the late notice of having the state reopen, we had to modify prior to that. So unfortunately, this year there will be no parade. We also used to have a softball tournament. We won't be having that. But okay. We've modified a few things. We've added a few physically distant activities, like we're having a medallion hunt this year, so that's new. And then on Sunday, which is our main event, we will be having the majority of our activities, but we had to stagger them out instead of having a consistent all-day event. So they're broken out to monitor the crowd size.
Got it. And plenty of cold refreshments. It's going to be 93 in Spring Lake Park Sunday afternoon. I imagine there will be opportunities for people to stay hydrated if they head out this weekend, right?
Definitely. We have food trucks on Sunday. We have concession stands. We have adult beverages in the afternoon. Yes, definitely with that.
Is there a website for people to check out if they want to hear more before they head up to Spring Lake Park for Tower Days?
Yes, thank you. It's www.slprec.org.
Kay, thank you so much. We appreciate you joining us, and so glad it's back on this year. Wish you and yours the very best.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hammer, Jimmy, I'm curious. I mean, one of the many reasons I love Minnesota, all these festivals, you know, the way that we celebrate our fleeting summers, although this year we get a supersized summer. I'm happy to see the Aquatennial back on July 21 to the 24th. That's my favorite. Do you guys have any favorites?
Well, growing up back in Antigo, Wisconsin, when I was younger, we had this thing called Market Street Days, where all the local businesses on Main Street would have like a sidewalk sale. They'd bring like their clothes or other specials out. You can walk up down the sidewalk, buy stuff. It was just a real festive occasion for a small town.
Nice. That sounds... And they're still doing it?
No, I don't think they've done it in about 20 years because most of the businesses now have gone to the north side of town or just... All downtown Antigo now is a movie theater and bars. That's all they have. Typical Wisconsin.
I'm glad you said that. Jimmy, what about you? Any favorites? So much to choose from.
You know, Paul, growing up, my little brother was a junior Commodore in the Aquatennial. So,
wow.
week in and week out, we were at 2-3 parades a week during the summer. And so I saw them all. I saw Tower Days and Tater Days and Fridley 49er Days and Kaposia Days and the Aquatennial. It was every week it was cotton candy and, you know, getting treats at the parades that people were throwing to us. So it was a lot of fun. And all of them, the great thing about it is people are happy. You can see that people are happy to be out and about with their neighbors. And that's what makes it so special to have some of these festivals coming back. There's one not only in Spring Lake Park this week, but just a little bit to the west there. Champlin is holding their Father Hennepin Festival this week, and they'll have full bands, and it should be rocking on the Mississippi River there on the north end.
That's very cool. And look, people are proud of their hometowns, as they should be, and it's a chance to get together with neighbors. And this year, I think everybody's going to be extra enthused. I'm out near Excelsior, and we have a 4th of July parade that goes exactly one block. And guys on ride lawnmowers, and it's really cool. And I look forward to that every year. Anyway, thank you for joining us. Stick around. Next hour, we're going to be talking with Chad Cole at Aquarius Home Services. Talk about a busy time in the AC business, HVAC. That's coming up next on CCO.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.